First, Jenny, can you tell us a bit about the Bob Brown Foundation and its aims?
When Bob Brown retired from the Senate, he set up an environmental foundation. And the idea, the main aim for the Bob Brown Foundation and Bob is taking action for Earth. And the main mission is to protect Australia's natural and cultural environment.
The Tarkine is an area of Tasmania we've heard quite a bit about in recent years. What makes Tarkine special?
Well, a campaign has been running for more than 30 years to protect the Tarkine, and actually one of the first places that Bob Brown went to when he came to Tasmania was the Tarkine, and not many people know that, but he did come here to Tasmania to look for the Tasmanian tiger, and the Tarkine was where there had been many reported sightings. He went out there to have a look and see if the Tasmanian tiger was still there, following up on these sightings, and it wasn't. Sadly, the truth is that the Tasmanian tiger is extinct. However, from there, he continued to advocate for its protection. The Tarkine is one of the last wild places on Earth. It ranges from an extraordinary coastline of Tasmanian Aboriginal landscape. It's listed as National Heritage Listed Aboriginal Cultural Landscape because of the significant cultural sites and extraordinary tract of coast there along the coastline. It runs through buttongrass plains into rainforest, and the rainforests of the Tarkine are Australia's largest tract of temperate rainforest. So 95% of the Tarkine is still intact. And so the Bob Brown Foundation is campaigning for national park protection and World Heritage listing of the Tarkine and a return to Aboriginal ownership.
You're doing a special project there. You're taking some artists up there. Can you tell us a bit about that project and what the purpose of that is?
So over Easter in April, we had 150 artists travel into the Tarkine. It's what is our environmental arts project, central to our campaign for the protection of the Tarkine. It's arguably one of Australia's largest environmental arts projects, where we have artists immerse themselves for 72 hours in the landscape, ranging from different locations, people on the coast, people bushwalking into remote parts of the Tarkine, kayaking up remote rivers or rafting down remote rivers, to locating in threatened rainforests and threatened forests to capture the forest, to capture the coastline, to capture whatever they can while they're in there, or be inspired by that landscape to make art when they return to their studios and their artistic lives wherever they are in Australia. And what we find is that we have an instant group of ambassadors who will then go out and help with furthering our campaign efforts, or they get involved in our exhibitions, and we have art exhibitions. One of them we've just wrapped up in Hobart, which had 179 artworks. We've had exhibitions in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and in Burnie, which is the regional town close by the Tarkine in the northwest of Tasmania. And we're looking for more locations across Australia to be holding exhibitions. And we just see that through art we can create a heightened level of awareness amongst people out there across Australia about the true values of the Tarkine and the very real need to protect it.
What sort of artists are you taking?
There was a very big range of artists. The range of artists that went into the Tarkine included musicians, people who compose music or write music whilst they're in the Tarkine, photographers and writers and painters and people who do sculptures in the Tarkine and take photos of them, or people who get inspiration and go home and do printmaking, drawing, painting and jewellery making. It's an extraordinary range of artists. And this year there was 150 people that went into the Tarkine. However, there was a big group of people who were organisers, and so all in all we had 130 artists. And so it's a big variety, and it's also a big variety of where different artists come from. We had artists from Adelaide, we've had artists from Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and all around Tasmania come along.
Sounds fantastic. And what sort of threats are there to the Tarkine that you're trying to bring attention to?
So right now we actually have an action in place where we've got We've spent 82 days occupying two areas of old growth forest in the Tarkine that are threatened from logging. These forests are on the Frankland River, and the river has the world's largest freshwater crayfish living in the river, and its livelihood is threatened by the logging that's proposed in these two areas of forest. The forest also has the endangered masked owl, endangered Tasmanian wedge-tailed eagle. It's very, very valuable as left standing if these forests were just protected rather than logged. Furthermore, we have the threat of mining. There's a large push from the government to allow mining across the Tarkine, and that's one of the main issues that we have about it not being protected here in Tasmania. And we work closely with another organisation called the Tarkine National Coalition, and the Tarkine National Coalition have successfully held legal actions against companies who have wanted to mine in the Tarkine. And the off-road vehicles that go on tracks down the coast, remote coastline, and unfortunately their behaviour of some of those off-road vehicle people who are using those tracks against the wishes of the Tasmanian Aboriginal community do damage the midden sites, and they're driving over middens and driving through hut depressions and really causing damage to, you know, a 10,000 years or more living culture down there on the coast. So there's some very real threats there, and there's the ever-present threat of climate change. And across the globe, we're losing intact natural ecosystems, and here in Tasmania in the northwest, we have one that is very, very remarkable and deserving of protection, and we know that we can mitigate the impacts of climate change if we have large intact ecosystems protected, and the Tarkine is one of those.
I understand there's also a movement to get World Heritage listing for the Tarkine. How's that going?
So that's right. We're looking to have the Tarkine added to the Tasmanian Wilderness World Heritage Area. The Tarkine has recognised World Heritage values, and that's these values that are globally significant, and our campaign is ramping up across Australia to urge the government to list it as World Heritage and nominate it to the World Heritage Committee to be considered for World Heritage protection. Unfortunately, we have a very conservative government here in Tasmania who would like to revoke protection of proposed reserves of the World Heritage Areas, just like we have a very conservative government in Australia that are pushing on with the Adani mine, for example, or supporting controversial practices, I'm sure, in South Australia that damage the environment rather than protect it. So that's why our campaign is really about building a nationwide support with as many people across Australia calling for the protection of the Tarkine in the National Park or World Heritage Area listed, and that's really what we've got on our plate here at the Bob Brown Foundation.
What other, apart from this art project, what other kinds of actions are underway to protect it?
So we've worked very closely with the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre. We have a great book that we produced with them, which was a historical, a moment in history where we were able to publish their story of the Tarkine Coast. And that's available on our website. It's called Tarkine, and included in that book is also a campaign and action website where we're promoting the protection of that coastline and the removal of those off-road vehicles off the site. So if you go to tarkine.org, you're able to see the information, hear the stories of the Tasmanian Aboriginal community who would like that area protected, and take action. You can actually take action there and support the campaign and support the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre. There's also campaigns that we're currently undertaking to call for the protection of the Franklin River Forest, where we have a conservation camp. We have citizens who are camping in the forest right now, and they have been for the past 82 days. We've had more than 200 people go through that camp, and we're lobbying Minister Frydenberg and the Premier Hodgman here in Tasmania to abandon that logging. And on top of that, we just have many different campaign tactics that we can entertain, including Melbourne campaign office, and we're moving now on to starting Tarkine action groups across the country where people can help us take action and build this national campaign, which is needed to protect such a remarkable place.
So if people do want to get involved, or they do want to contribute to the campaign, they should go to either, I guess, the Bob Brown Foundation website?
Yeah, that's right. If they have a look at the Bob Brown Foundation website, which is bobbrown.org.au, and keep an eye on our Facebook. We're very active on our social media and Twitter, Facebook and Twitter, and there's ways there that we ask people to get involved. You know, all over the country right now, people are organising film nights with a documentary that was made from the very first Park on in Motion. We've been running it for 3 years now, that arts project. We have a great documentary from the first one, and we've recently made a film out of about the Franklin River Forest, which is directly being made by an artist that was involved in the Franklin River camp just at Park on in Motion just a few weeks ago. So there's plenty of things that we can do to help you help us. And so if there's people out there who are keen to run events in Adelaide, film nights, exhibitions, then yeah, get in touch with us at the Bob Brown Foundation, and that's what we're here for, to facilitate more and more people being moved to take action for the Tarkine and protecting that place.